Hello, everyone. Glad to be with you. Ed Raymer for the Emily Raymer Show. We're here on another Sunday night. It's a little bit rainy outside. My good friend is with us. I've asked him to come in tonight because we're not going to do any politics tonight. So I know a bunch of you will be glad to hear that. Mr. Bill Wilson. Bill.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
How was the parade today?
The parade was a lot of fun to see all. You know, I like seeing all the kids chasing the candy, you know,
they love it.
And adults too.
Well, adults too, yeah.
But
yeah,
we thought it was going to get rained out.
But you beat it.
I need to thank Bill Walker for driving me, being my chauffeur today.
Well, okay. What'd you ride in?
He's got a brand new, it was a Ford F-150 that he got and that he has. And while we're sitting there, he goes, you know, this thing will, I can put it in this certain, put it in cruise or something, and it will drive on its own. I was like, dude, we're not trying the parade. We're not doing that in the parade now.
Yeah, I've wondered about those cars that drive themselves. I don't think I want to.
I don't trust it. But
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was
no.
A good turnout for the weather and
good
all
turnout,
that.
Good turnout. A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Right. All the bands.
I'm assuming, because we got there. We got there to line up. We had about 10 minutes left.
Right.
Before. Okay. We thought we could get there a little bit later and got there, got, you know, of course, I did a live video.
Right.
Walked and talked to everybody and got some good video there on Mr. Murfreesboro.
Did Michael Lynn call the parade?
Michael Lynn, I think, called the parade, but you know what? You could have put it on. I don't want to. It's 80. Put it on another radio station. It was 87.9, and you could have listened about the parade, but I didn't. I didn't hear it unless
87.9.
Yeah.
Is that? The college?
Is that maybe the college? Is that WMOT? I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe it's 89.7. It was 87.9. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But
I don't know.
She was supposed to call it. I didn't hear, and I didn't see her.
Okay. They normally set up at Central Middle School.
Right in front of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not see a big bandstand. There's a lot. The attendance was off a little bit just because of the weather.
Yeah, a threat of rain.
Right.
As you came in, I got here before you, but it was still
drizzled.
Drizzled,
yeah.
Yeah, just nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty right now.
We're going to talk about the Oakland boys.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations, and... Connor, Brian Barrett, if you're listening, I would like you, if you would, please to call in. I promise I won't keep you, but just a couple of minutes, I promise. Connor, if you could get Brian on the phone, please, and ask him to call in. And I want him to just fill me in on this. I know he's had a busy week. Him and John have had a busy weekend. They've been calling basketball, football, everything.
This was a repeat from last year.
Was it?
Houston.
No, I thought they played Maryland.
No, they played.
Maryville.
They played Houston. Well, Brian will tell us, but I'm pretty sure they lost to Houston. It's either, I thought it was last year, but they're out of Memphis.
And okay.
I think this was Oakland's sixth or seventh championship. I bet Alan Farley, if he's listening, he can call in and tell us.
I'm telling you, that's what I want Brian to call in because I know to some people this is not a big deal, but it is a big deal to win a state championship.
Oh, it's unreal.
Those kids have really worked hard, and they do a great job. And the coaches and all the assistants and the families that sacrifice and travel.
Great support group.
They
have a great system.
Yeah, great support group. I'll tell you what, Connor is here. Mr. Murfreesboro, Mr. Bill Wilson. A.K.A. Mr. Murfreesboro is here, and we're going to get started with the Emily Raymer Show. But for right now, my name is Emily Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
A little rock and roll to wind up your Sunday evening. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450. 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach us tonight with your questions or comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. If you have a text, if you're a little too shy to go on the air, you're welcome to send it to my private phone at 615-390-7219. And I'll be glad to read it over the air for some of you that may be a little bit shy, and we certainly understand that. Now, how do you find us? Well, it's very simple. You can listen on the old-fashioned radio, 100.5, 101.9 FM, or 1450 AM. Or you can watch us. We're on YouTube live at News Radio W, or what is it? Is it News Radio WGNS, Connor? Is that what it is?
Yes,
it is. News Radio WGNS. You can find us there. And you can listen or watch on Facebook Live. Bill, I think you're going to stream it
on Mr.
Murfreesboro tonight.
Right.
And
you said it was 100.9, right?
100.9. Okay. 100.5.
Okay.
100.5.
All right.
And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Angela Bingham and her ladies were here earlier. Great show, great gals, doing a great job with simplicity every Sunday at 6 p.m. I got to listen to Jason Qualls very little this week. Had so much sports going on and the sports shows and everybody, all this good stuff. It's been a busy week. I can tell you this, Bill. It's been a busy week for Brian and for John Dinkins.
Oh,
and,
with the playoffs.
And then now they're doing basketball, too. And, I mean, they're staying covered
back
up.
Back to back, yeah.
Yeah.
Going
so,
straight into basketball
I'm telling
season.
You, went straight. So this ended part of it for us. So maybe they'll get a much-needed
break,
well-deserved break. And, you know, and glad to glad for the Oakland boys and the job that that John and Brian are doing and have been doing for so many years up here. They've been together and doing that a long time.
Right.
So
Coach Creasy's done a great job.
Oh, yes. Us. Yes. And it does not go unnoticed, you know. And I want to mention, Bill, you brought this to me. I had no idea. In our Murfreesboro Pulse, you do a monthly article. And
Mr. Murfreesboro Minute. I tell stories.
Mr. Murfreesboro Minute. This one, the one this month, is on Christmas shopping on the historic square. And Browns, Rubies, Goldsteins, Altman's Jewelers, and merchants of Murfreesboro's past. And you go over all this good stuff.
Bell Jewelers. My first charge account was at Altman's. I think I had a $200 limit.
We had three jewel stores, right? Altman's. Well,
Miss Bean always helped me out.
Yeah. Altman's Jewelers, you had Mullins Jewelers, of course, which is still in business today. And then you had Bell Jewelers,
which is Mullins.
And Mullins.
Right.
So you had three stores.
And there was also a Rome jewelry store up there at one time. That was before my time.
Uh-huh.
But Altman's, I think that's where Trendy Pieces is today.
Okay. I would not know.
Where
Judy
Goldie Mills.
Judy Goldie is. And Cecil Elrod's French Shop.
Cecil Elrod's French Shop is where the Puckett's is today.
Okay, and what was Mr. Arbit's store, The Hub?
The Hub was, it's an attorney's office. Now it's there on the corner of the Maples side of the square in West Main. And they used to have wolf mannequins up in the, I think it was on the second floor, and when my mother would drive around the square and I'd see those wolf, and they scared the crap out of me.
Okay.
I was like, Mama, wolf mannequins. Are they real?
And, of course, Haynes Hardware is still going strong, still in business, and Holden Hardware.
Holden Hardware's Haynes Hardware, I don't think. They're not on the square, but they moved to behind Reef Sane. But now it was a True Value, but now it's something else. It's a different it's a different store there,
okay.
But Moody Drugs was a place you would go have milkshakes. I'd walk from Central Middle School down there and have a cherry Coke or milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
And they had good chicken salad sandwiches. You had Rexall Drugs, Martin's Rexall Drugs with Jesse Messick worked. He was, helped start Uncle Dave Macon days.
Now tell us, you've been here all your life.
I've been here all my life, and I don't know if it's five generations. There's people who've been here longer.
You've been here five or six generations.
Well, my there's people in Evergreen Cemetery that were born like in the 1850s, but there's a lot of people here. There's, well, not a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have been here longer than me or my family. Now, Middle Tennessee, I've got, it goes back maybe seven generations.
Sure. I've
got an old family cemetery up in Carthage, up at Sullivan's
Bend. I didn't know that. You never told me that.
People born in the 1760s who fought in the Revolution, they're buried up there.
Brian?
Is Brian?
Yes. Okay, yeah, Brian is on the phone. Brian, Ed Raymer, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Well, is that Brian Barrett? Hey, Brian.
Brian Barrett. Bill Wilson is here. Brian,
You can't miss that voice.
Well, I'm telling you, yours either. We haven't missed it much this week because you and John have been on the air every night. I hate to put you on here so many nights in a row, but I wanted you, because y'all have done, and to say y'all have been busy this week is an understatement, because I know you have. But big event last night for the Oakland boys, and tell us about it. And Coach Creasy's done a great job. Bill, yeah.
Was that a rematch from last year, Brian?
Yeah, that was the exact rematch in the championship game. And last year Houston handed Oakland the loss. You'll have to apologize for the voice. It's been one of those weeks, as you just said.
But, right, yeah.
Houston ended a streak that Oakland had. They were going for four straight championships last year.
That's
it,
right.
Was a terribly rainy night. The way the press box is set up in Chattanooga, it's got one big solid piece of glass there, and it was raining so hard, the rain was just cascading down the front of the window, and you could barely even see. So I could only imagine what it was like on the field. And I guess kind of like the perfect storm.
A natural turf field, or is it artificial? Or
it's an artificial turf field. Okay. But I mean, when I say it was literally pouring, I mean, it was in that game. And it made Oakland one dimensional, and they only could run the ball. They couldn't mix things up a bit. And Houston had a massive offensive line.
They're huge,
and defensive line last year. This year, that was replaced by some sophomores and freshmen within that mix, and so that was one of the differences. But Coach Creasy's son, who was the quarterback,
senior.
Has been for the last couple of years. He's senior this year, but last year, as a junior, broke his collarbone in that game. And if you remember, that happened – if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember which NFL quarterback, but kind of ended their career. If you do that a couple of times, it can be.
Did he continue to play
dangerous.
During the game? Did he?
No.
No, he had knocked him out. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Knocked him out of the game. And so from that point, this was that kind of set up this game as a rematch, and a revenge game. And Kyler being a senior this year, his son, the head coach, there were a lot of things there. And I thought his performance was magnificent. He was 5 of 9, 111 yards passing. And that let them mix things up quite a bit. Dewan Morris, who is the signee now for the University of Tennessee.
Was he the one at USC? Was he the one that was going to USC?
He was going to USC and then decided to change that at the last moment here in the last couple of weeks. And he had 145 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns in
Good
the game.
For him. Wow. All right.
Craig Tutt, who is a Mr. Football finalist, another one from Rutherford County. He had, 84 yards rushing, a touchdown. But on defense, he was really a stopper in the secondary. Knocked down a couple of passes that would have been crucial in the part of the game. And the Oakland defense, the last 2 weeks in the game, in the second half against Maryville, and in the second half yesterday, they were shut down. Oakland scored 21 straight, and they outscored Houston 28-6 in the second half last night. To win the state title, and they shut out Maryville last week. And both games tied at halftime. So, you know, second half adjustments by Coach Creasy in Oakland and the players and all their staff, David Watson, I can't name them all, but
yeah,
you know,
David,
the entire staff just did a great job.
And they've been doing it for years. I mean, it was that their eighth championship? How many championships was it? Seventh, eighth? I don't want to get it wrong.
That was, yeah, Six. Eight in school history. I'm going to have to do this off the dome, but 84.
Yeah.
They won it in 98, in 2008, in 2018, then in 20, 21, 22, and then 24. Number eight was last night, 2024.
And you had David Alsip was the 84 coach, and you had Marty Yuvard, who I went to school with at middle. He was, I think he was the head coach at one of those championships. He went on to Jefferson City or Jefferson somewhere.
He went, you know,
Jefferson County,
Marty
maybe?
Was from Jefferson County.
Yeah.
And went back there after the 98 championship.
Right.
He's the coach at NBA now.
Right.
2008 was Thomas McDaniel's first year, and they beat, it was Franklin.
That's right, the Rebels, yeah.
Took the ball right downfield and scored at the end to take the lead with just a few minutes left and won that one. So after that, it's all been Coach Creasy from 2018 on. So
right.
Led them to five state titles since he was hired in 2015.
I tell you what's cool is that, like watching athletes that he's coached and other coaches in other schools, but particularly like Jordan James that's playing for Oregon. I mean, he's in the national spotlight. He's doing good. And I know that's got to make Coach Creasy just feel really good. I mean, not only the parents, but the coaches and fans.
Well, sure.
And
I mean,
sure.
It's
of course,
put Murfreesboro on the map,
it's
too.
Putting, and that's what I was leading at. Thank you, Bill. That leads me right into this. Brian, I'm not going to ask you to name all the teams, but how many teams do we have in Rutherford County now as far as regular high school?
With public and private schools, there are 12.
12.
Yeah.
So there is no doubt that Rutherford County is having an impact on the entire sports picture. I mean, for goodness sakes, what the spring fling thing has developed a life of all its own.
And well, then, Rutherford County always seems to be in the mix. You know, it's
right.
Of late, it's been football before when, you know, we seem to every year have to go through that Maryville route and
it's all
Josh, they have been to the playoffs 73 times in school history.
73 times?
Right.
But isn't it true that you don't have to live in that county to go to Maryville? What I've heard, you can be bused in to go to school there. Is that true? Have you ever heard that story?
I believe I've heard from multiple people that, you know, if you live outside of the county, you can pay a fee and go to Blount County schools. And a lot of people
do that,
take them up on that. And of course, that's why you have not only Maryville, but Alcoa, in a lot of sports, but especially football won multiple state titles there. But, you know, we had trouble breaking through that Maryville wall, go back to 2012. Siegel, they were a first down away from beating Maryville at Siegel when Brent Stockstill was the quarterback and
broke his collarbone.
You know,
yeah.
No, actually,
it wasn't his collarbone.
The week before, he broke his ACL and MCL in his knee, but still played quarterback the next week. And we're talking about
first
down away. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the most memorable games. I don't think I'll ever forget that night and his performance in that. Blackman the next year got to their only semifinal appearance. But since then, Oakland, you know, had gotten there a few years, and finally, you know, it got to the point where if you hosted that game, you were the favorite. So Oakland would get there in 2018.
Right.
And then, you know, 2016, I can't remember if that was the year or not, but you know, they lost to Whitehaven in the championship game. So that was one of their runner-up appearances, right, in Memphis, the title game.
Yeah, Memphis Whitehaven, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then pretty sure that it was maybe 2020. No, it was 21. 21, when Oakland finally won at Maryville, and get this, they ended a 22-year home win streak.
I've heard you mention it. Yeah, and I've heard you mention that, right, on the air.
They had not been beaten in the playoffs for 22 years until Oakland finally did it. And that was kind of the breakthrough. And since then, Oakland's won four straight over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of,
they've dominated.
Kind of like they've lost their rabbit's foot.
I was at that game. And, yeah.
Maryville, I don't want to rub it in, but, you know. I
mean, their campus looks like a Stanford campus. I mean, it's.
Well, one of the ladies with Angela's show, Brown, just left here, said, what is this with Maryville and all this stuff? I said, well, they put so much emphasis on that football team. Is that it? And then I've not heard this busing issue. I have not. That's the first one.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, that's. You know, one of the things, I mean, the county government and however their school system is set up, it's all on the local level, so they can decide, you know, that they will allow that kind of thing and whatnot. And, you know, in Rutherford County, don't necessarily have an open zoning, but some other counties do, you know, so that's pretty much kind of on the county level and how that's done.
We've had some great teams here.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like Rutherford County is doing pretty good without having to, you know.
Before our time, right. 1970 Central High School team was pretty good too, and I've put it on Facebook that maybe that was the best team. But then you have people like from Riverdale, the someone 90-something team, 94 team, and then Oakland's got teams. But that 1970 team had – they had, I don't know how many college, but some of them went on to play, you know, pro ball. Yeah. Like Jerry Anderson. I remember these guys as a kid because my brother and sister went to school with all of them.
I know, and Bill, and I agree with that in through your heart. I know
David
you mean
Parsons.
Well, but Brian, I think you'd agree these kids today are so much bigger. They're faster. They're quicker. They're stronger. I mean, they really are fantastic athletes, just to start with.
It's really – I get this question quite a bit, you know, what's the best team? And I really started with Jeff Jordan back in the early 90s, you know, going to games and covering games and then working with him. And, you know, that 94 team was really special at Riverdale. And I wasn't around in 1970s to know there, but, you know, I do know David Parsons. I know Leo Martin and a lot of those.
Yeah.
I think it's an unfair comparison, you know, to really say, you know, from 1970 to this year. I will say that I don't think this year's team for Oakland was the most talented, but they sure had a lot of heart to be able to do what they
Teamwork.
Were able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Rutherford County was just updating. I kind of keep this little stat, you know, in the football playoffs. 14 state titles since 1970. And we can't forget 1969. Murfreesboro Central was in the semifinals and lost to Memphis Melrose.
Wow.
That year, but but the following year, I think it was Memphis Hamilton. It one of those two. I may have had those flip flopped, but you know, 69 and 70 Central had really good teams, and then it wasn't until 1984 that David Alsop got that team. We've got some actual clips from the play by play of that game in the history section on our website.
We need to see that
history section.
Yeah.
Chip Walters was doing play-by-play. He was in college at MTSU and was doing the play-by-play on the station.
That's
and Jeff Jordan was his color analyst. And of course, Jeff took over after that.
My civics teacher.
Yeah, he did that through the 80s and into the 90s. And then I began helping him in the early 90s. Oakland actually got to the state title game in 88 and 89 and finished runner-up those 2 years. So.
Well, and then Riverdale had some championships in there,
they
too.
They won four. Sure. Riverdale was like dominant over Oakland, but then it all changed.
Well, they were in football for a while when our kids were in school. and Oakland was heavy into basketball, and then all of a sudden this thing sort of swapped around, and now right. you never know what you're going to get, Brian, I guess, from week to week.
Right, and it goes like that, and I was just looking at that today. From 1994 to 2005, Riverdale was the team.
Yeah,
now, there was
sure.
the year
yeah.
in between there in 98 that Oakland got to the championship game and won. In fact, that year, Riverdale won the regular season, but Oakland beat them in the playoffs.
Wow.
And that was one of the first times they'd ever met in the playoffs, and then Oakland went on to win. But, you know, Riverdale won four state championships. They were there a couple of other times, too, and finished
sure.
runner-up. And now this has been kind of a 10-year span, and Oakland has been there from 2014 to 2024, competing for state titles in this 10-year span, and they were, have been able to win five and finish runner-up in two. Last night was the fifth year in a row they've been to the championship game, and they've won four or five.
That's unreal.
That's just unbelievable. That's unbelievable odds. That's,
yeah.
yeah.
And we can't forget also last year, you know, we had two Rutherford County teams in the championship games.
Right.
MTCS won their very first
That's
championship.
Right.
Went to school
and
there. Yeah.
So they opened in the 60s and
66
last
or 62.
Year, 66.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And last year was the first team championship in the history of the school.
Oh, yeah. Right. I remember that.
I remember yeah. 1980, we had a team, basketball team, that won the Liberty Invitational over close to DeKalb or Wilson County. And we had downtown Norman Brown. We had Tommy Burgess, Ted Beatty.
Yeah. You're really truly, going back. You're going
we
down went, memory
like,
lane
we
now.
We were 14-4 that year.
Hey, give the poor man a break. Brian and John haven't called it about 32 games this week.
It was eighth grade.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking a different sport now.
I know.
But there,
yeah.
There is one interesting statistic about Dickie Thomas. Of course, Dickie played on the championship team at Central that
65.
Won the basketball.
Yeah.
65.
Undefeated.
And then he coached in the championship game that they finished runner-up.
And that was what year? That was that against? That was against. It was a Memphis team, or was it?
It was a Memphis team, and I can't remember. And I can't remember the year, but I do know that when Blackman won in 2015, that was 50 years to the year that Central won the state title, and that was the last time before Blackman won with
yeah.
Barry Wertman that Oakland had won a basketball state title.
That was in the in 65. It was in the Mid-South Coliseum, which was new at the time. It was fairly new.
Yeah, Mid-South Coliseum.
Where your wrestling matches would go. But
I've
seen they played Alcoa's, who they beat.
Okay.
Like 50 to 44, right. And I've actually watched a tape of it.
Brian, we're going to let you go. Thank you
so much, Brian,
for doing this. I know I got you at the last minute. One more
That's
thing.
All right.
How many years have you and John done this together now?
So this is year 31, I think, for me, and we're
close to
28 for me and John. And, of course, John and I and Jeff Jordan worked together for a long time. So, you know, if you look back over the history of those who have done play-by-play at the station, you know, a lot of us have had long runs, and I think
that's a
testament just to, I mean, it's not really about us and us doing the games. It's about the ability to highlight the kids and talk about the kids like Kyler Creasy and Craig Tutt and Dewan Morris and, you know, those kids at Blackman. I mean, the job has gotten much bigger and broader in terms of the number of schools, but, you know, we still try to do the best that we possibly can with that. And the fact that we have grown so large there, you're not going to look at another county that is as large as Rutherford that is trying to do what we do. They don't have that in Franklin. They don't have that in Chattanooga.
Right.
Really don't have that in Knoxville. In fact, a Knoxville station, they cover Maryville football, you know, so and Memphis is another one of those things. So,
I got a question. Do you think we'll ever bring back the championship to Murfreesboro? I know it was here for a while, the football. I know it's been years since it's been here. Do you think it would ever come back here?
I mean, it's possible.
We're so centrally located. Sure. We're so centrally
Chattanooga has done a great job with that, and Cookeville has did a great job when they had it. Okay. And TSSAA really knows kind of what they're doing and how to put on these events and do it well. My speculation is, don't be surprised when the new Titan Stadium is open that we're not doing championships there.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah,
it does. Okay.
Yeah.
Brian, thank you so much. Thanks to John. You and John both, you do a great job. And I want to tell you, don't think your efforts go unappreciated. People come to me and say, hey, man, I listen to you. Listen to your guys calling that game. They may not know your names. I don't know how they couldn't. But, you know, but listen to you guys call that game. Man, there was some game Friday night. Well, yeah. I mean, they're, you know. And it's so busy now. I noticed some of football especially. You're into basketball now. But you're calling games on Thursday and Friday.
I mean, we had three games this week. Kicked off some basketball this week. Had a wonderful night on Friday with two great games between Blackman and Brentwood. And, Bill Hockenberry is helping some, the former coach at Rockvale, and his dad, of course. Coach Hockenberry was the coach at Oakland, had some really great teams there back in the day, and was the first girls coach at Blackman. So, you know, a pretty good pedigree there. And Danny Brewer helps out, and Rod Edwards, Clark Blair. I mean, we have a pretty good team of folks who help us do the sports each and every week, and just trying to highlight what all these kids do here in Rutherford County. Last year, we did over 300 high school and MTSU events between mid-August and the end of May.
One a day.
And that averages that averages out to one a day. That's the average. Yeah.
Superman.
Wow. Great day. Brian, thanks, I'm going to let you get some rest. Thank you so much for what y'all do. And please pass that along to John, too, please, because it's fantastic. Keep up the good work.
Certainly will, and appreciate it. You must have been hard up for a guest tonight if Bill's there.
I knew he was going to say that. And I was saying about coming back. Now,
you should
that
be
just
happy.
Right there.
You should be happy, Brian. I didn't want to do politics, okay? You should be happy, boss. I mean,
no more death threats up here.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, buddy.
He was in the parade with his Mr. Murfreesboro hat on and all that stuff today.
Did you like that? Hey, that hat was $9.99 at Walmart. I took it back and got it back. Yeah.
Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet.
Okay, buddy. See you later. Bye-bye. Brian Barrett. With John Dinkins.
Just insult your guest
great
like
day
that.
29:30. Well, you bring it on yourself.
I was like, man, did I steal you money?
No, it must be hard up for a guest. I thought he was going to say it might have been hard up for a guest if you called me. I mean, because I called Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I should, that's the way right, I should
Connor,
look at it. Yeah.
We're going to go to, we've got another caller. Yeah.
Jeff called in, but that was before Brian, so I don't know if he waited the whole time.
Okay, well, Jeff, okay, anyway, play my song that we pulled up, the first one, please. We're going to go to our first series of breaks, and Bill Wilson is our guest here. Thanks to Brian Barrett. Thank you, Brian, for calling in. Connor, take us to our first series of breaks, and we've pulled up a little Christmas music for your enjoyment. Here we go.
Got the music before the break?
Yeah, play it, and we'll play into it. Okay. Play a little of it.
Things. The wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress
on some eye shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
Hey, Ed. Ed?
Yeah.
I think the FCC's calling in right now.
No. But there's no foul language in it. It's just...
You didn't tell me you were going to play that, man.
that is Bob Rivers, courtesy of our good friend Jeff Neal, who listens every week. And he told me about that, and I pulled that up, and I was rolling. And there are others that are on there too, so look it up.
Bob Rivers.
Bob Rivers.
Well, I just hope all my church folk were not listening. I'm sorry, Brady.
I kind of hope they are. Okay, who you got listening?
Well,
you gonna give some shout outs to people?
Let me give a shout out to Tiffany Burns Wilson, Kim Taylor. How's it going?
Hi, Kim.
Minty and Tim Wellchance.
Okay.
Follow Mr. Murphy's Bro. It's live right now. We're on WGNS Radio.
Well, while we're Facebook. At it, say hello to Todd Newberry.
Hey, Todd. Todd, and well, I will say, yeah, I'm thinking about you, buddy. He lost his dog this past week.
Oh my goodness! Really?
I know how that feels, man.
Oh,
it's terrible because Meredith and I lost Miller. Mm-hmm. It's been a year, either today or tomorrow, and now
it's been that long.
Yeah,
I thought it was back in the spring. You lost.
No, it was December, and then he was going to be 16 in February.
Oh yeah.
And then in July, I said, "Well, fine. You know, if you want to get another dog, I mean, I can't tell her what to do anyway. I'm not going to tell." But she goes, "Yeah." We went to Livingston. She found a rescue, and this dog's name is Bronx.
Bronx.
And he's a white lab. He's a rescue.
Okay.
We had to pay a couple hundred dollars to the people, and you got him home, and
he'll treat
you. Oh, thank you. He'll love this. But we got him to, to the house, and then a few weeks later, he's biting and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I weigh 210 pounds. He weighs about 60 pounds. He's dragging me through the neighborhood.
Yeah, right.
People are looking at me like, what's this grown man doing? And I was like, Meredith, you know there's a reason the people got rid of the dog. They didn't tell us the truth. He's psychotic. No, he's starting classes this week. So I'm Sit Means Sit down at the co-op.
Okay. Yeah.
Had no idea.
You know, you say you won't get attached to him, whether it be cats, dogs, horses.
Oh, he's got a
whatever.
Shock collar on now.
I'm telling you. But you do. You got a shock collar.
She tried to put it on me.
That one was on. Yeah, she used to put that on you, I thought. But you say you won't get attached to him, but you do. You
know? Oh, I miss
I never
Miller.
Had one in my life that, you know, I didn't get attached to.
I still will call Bronx every once in a while Miller, just because.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, my son William may be going to Atlanta. He works for a company called Lithgo, and he may be going down there and building some stuff down there, but I don't know yet. But I said, son, if that's what you want to do, and
what kind of company? If I'm
concrete,
concrete
Lithgo.
Okay. Yeah.
That's his degree, and
he took concrete. Yeah, the concrete.
They've got a real nice
one of the best ones
degree
in the country,
over at MTSU.
Yeah.
A newer building, so it's like three years old maybe, and going down the parade route today, I looked over. MTSU's still growing.
It is just
it's
unbelievable.
Unreal.
It's like Rutherford County itself.
It's just new continuing. Buildings. And
When I was there,
was 10,000 students when I was in school.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Bill, how is it affecting the real estate market? I mean.
The interest rates I think they're around 6%, maybe 5-6,
right.
Something
okay.
like that. It depends on what type of loan you're getting. Of course, cash is king.
Sure.
But
sure.
There's different things that people can do. If you're a veteran, the VA loan, you know, it's 100% financing.
Sure.
People are still buying houses. Dirt is still moving in Rutherford County in Middle Tennessee. What amazes me is the average sales price. Like in Wimpson County, I don't have it exactly, but it's over $1 million. I mean, it's just the average sales price. In Rutherford County, I think somewhere in the 400s.
Williamson County is around $1 million.
It's unreal.
Great day. Is that right?
Who would ever thought? And Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, we have several developments that are $1 million and up. New construction.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Never thought I'd see that.
I see the apartment complexes are just unbelievable, you know, and they just keep coming.
Yeah, it's like the Dollar General.
There's
one on every corner.
You know, between
corner.
Here and Panama City Beach, I believe I can just about walk to Panama City and walk on, I could walk on Dollar General stores. They're every few hundred feet.
Hal Turner did a good job when he started that. I think it was Bowling Green or Owensboro, and it was like a yard sale out of his garage.
Was it?
I sold him an alarm system.
Really?
Years ago.
I didn't know that.
He bought this old Civil War home over in Brentwood. And I'm not going to tell you how much money. He spent a lot of money on securing that. But he was a nice man. I mean,
His
dad's
my brother
one that started.
He said he's a
Dollar
fine
General.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said he's a fine man.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping there?
No, you kidding.
People.
Don't even ask, man. Don't even ask.
Everybody goes to Amazon about a week before.
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you one of these that goes to Walgreens the night before and buys gift cards, money? Is that what you do? I believe that's the type of person you are in.
No, we believe for the kids, it's gotten to that point. But we don't do that, and we do the Dirty Santa thing. The kids would rather do that. Now, for our own children, of course, we still. But, I mean, me and the wife have just, after 43 years of marriage, I mean.
How has she done it?
I don't know how she did it. I don't know.
Little thing called Xanax. No, is that it?
We're going to go to our last break. We were on the phone with Brian a lot longer than I should have been, I guess. I'm sure he'll let me know about that. Play us some music, Connor. Some more good Christmas music. You can leave the mics on here. Listen to it. Here's a good one, Bill.
Is that Tiny Tim?
Oh,
just a little something Bill recorded this afternoon before we came in.
It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Something Bill put down before he came in this evening. Thank you, Bill, for recording it. That is Boyce Hawkins that does those. And they say, I heard he was a pretty good piano player. That's hard to do when you're a good piano player. I mean, when you're that good.
Yeah. I remember record Boyce Hawkins.
Yeah.
Or Huell Howser.
Huell Howser, yeah. Went out to California. Did a show called California Gold.
And he passed, and there, you know, Dan Miller. Remember Dan Miller?
Dan Miller passed away.
Pat Sajak's sidekick.
Yeah. Do you remember, and he used to be on the show, Ludlow Porch. He was a radio personality.
Was he WGNS?
Or? Well, he was syndicated.
Okay.
He went on some syndicated things. And he talked a lot like this. And he would always come in, yeah, as a sidekick for somebody.
Right.
And this guy called in. Yeah, well, me too. And this fella called in and said,
I got a wristwatch. It's just this leather band is just tearing my wrist all to pieces. Said, I just can't wear it. Said,
I'll take $5.
Ludlow, what can you do for me? Said, I'll tell you what you do. You go down here, get you one of them big old pocket watches like your granddaddy used to carry, and you start carrying that in your pocket, put you on a chain there, and you won't have any trouble with that wristwatch anymore. Well, he was the brother, and I know Bart would know all this history. The brother, I believe, and I'll stand corrected, of Leonard's Losers.
I was fixing to say that was our thing at campus school. You would
Leonard's
bet
Losers
on points on who's winning,
that's
who's
right.
And Leonard, and on the radio, this is Leonard's
and
Losers.
Leonard's, and Leonard's Loser is
Alabama,
all of
them. Take three.
Yeah, you know, Leonard's
By
Loser.
By the way, they got Alabama yep. is the loser because they didn't get in the playoff.
I did not see
SMU
okay.
got in. With
SMU,
two, but okay. they didn't really play anybody. But that's not true. They did. They about beat Clemson, but Alabama had three losses.
Clemson got in, right?
Clemson's in.
Yeah, because they beat SMU yesterday.
In fact, if we got time, I'll tell you who's in it really quick.
You got 5 minutes. Well, you really got about 2.5 minutes.
Somebody said this looked like me and Wade Hayes. This new.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Show me that. Yeah.
Here's the bracket. Starting first round is Clemson versus Texas.
Okay.
A 12-5. And then Tennessee goes to Ohio State. Tennessee's a ninth. Ohio State's an eighth.
That's going to be a tough,
SMU, 11th, is taking on Penn State, who's a sixth. And then Indiana, who had that really great run, is a 10, playing Notre Dame, a 7. And whoever wins those games, you've got Arizona State waiting. And then you've got Oregon, who's got the connection to Jordan James, you know, Murfreesboro. Boise
right.
State, who has the blue football field. Georgia, which came off that big victory against Texas in the SEC championship. But, yeah, Alabama didn't. Man, there's a lot of Alabama fans.
Oh, yeah.
That are not happy. But
I know.
You can't
know.
Get in with three losses.
Here's
what they're
going
to do, Ed. They're going to do away with these championship games. They're going to start doing away. That's what I heard.
We got a caller?
Yes, we do.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, yeah, Ed, this is Mark. You and I talk on Facebook every now and then. Bill, I do some stuff with you on Facebook with all the stuff you show, photos around town.
Yeah, hey, Mark.
How are you, Mark?
72, so 50 years. I remember most of the things that come up around here because I'm an old man. Well, y'all got to talk about Leonard's Losers. I was about to call you and say y'all remember Leonard's Losers because I loved that show and that little Percy that he'd say, get me out of here, Percy.
Get me out of here, Percy.
Yeah.
And
it's been a great show tonight, and I just appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks
well, thank
for calling.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Have a great
day. Merry Christmas.
And
yes,
I want to tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to get in trouble for playing that song a while ago. Do you play? Because Sean won't like that.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, sir.
He's
thank
a buddy
you.
Of mine.
There's a cease and desist already.
Yeah, I can say that, but he always gives a hard time on Facebook.
Yes, he does.
I can't believe he played it either. I'm just a guest here. Caught me off guard.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Thanks for calling.
What's his last name? Do you know what his last name is?
I can't. Right now, I can't. We've got to get out of here. We have our show coming up here at 9 o'clock, and we want to get out here and make way. Bill, have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You and your family, all of you. And till next Sunday night, we'll be back again. Hopefully, good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise. But till then, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
Happy birthday to my sister.
Edwin Lee Raymer for Ed Raymer of the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Happy birthday, babe.
Debbie. Yeah.
Debbie. I will catch you down the road. Good night.